I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. I'm Andy White. I'm joined by Matt Daly, the Paid Performance Account Manager at Site Visibility. Hello, Matt.
Hello. How's it going?
Pretty good. Matt, there's been a few changes in social, and there's particularly been a few changes in Twitter. I'd like to talk about that today. The new structure of accounts on Twitter. There's a few things, aren't there? Best tweets is one of them.
Yeah, pinned tweets, favourites, the whole way that Twitter has actually structured their accounts now has completely changed in comparison to what it was previously. So best tweets, for example, it's actually highlighted now, so the ones that have got more engagement have slightly larger text.
I've noticed this, and I thought it was a mistake in my browser. I thought my browser was going wrong. Yeah, the words are bigger. Does that mean more people have been looking at it?
Yeah, so it kind of means that the content's easier to find on the timelines. If people are finding it interesting and it's engaging well, then people can see it easier within the timeline itself.
Yeah.
So that's one of the recent updates that they've put on the organic side of things. Another interesting one, which they've recently incorporated into the update, is the ability to pin a tweet. So previously,
so it stays at the top of the
Stays at the top of the timeline in Twitter, and what that allows you to do is kind of select your best performing content that you want to highlight. If you're a brand, for example, you might be doing a flash sale, or maybe you're doing a flock to unlock, and you want to highlight that at the top of your profile so it's easier
for
people to see.
Presumably just your own profile, not top of the fire hose.
No, just your own profile.
That would be good,
wouldn't it? Yeah. So that's another interesting update, which was only previously available through the actual paid side of the platform.
Ah, right.
So, yeah, lots changing. And also we've got things like favorites. People use it in various different ways, really, with favorites. Some people compare them to Facebook likes. Some people use them for bookmarking. And now in the new layout, you can actually see the favorites in the timeline view. So you can click to see what is favorited by a brand or an account, which is really great. So another update on the profile at the moment is filtered tweets. So you can now choose which timeline to view, whether that's your photos, your videos, your tweets itself. And you can also filter that down by tweets and replies, so you can see who's engaging with your tweets as well. So that's a relatively new update to the platform, which is proving quite interesting when actually doing the optimization and stuff and seeing what content works best for brands.
Cool. Now, favorites has changed as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, favorites has changed. So people used to, I suppose, use favorites as a way to, it's similar, I suppose, to a Facebook like or bookmarking. But now it's more prominent on the profile. So all of the tweets that you have favorited can actually be very visible to your followers. So they can just go in and see what you're favoriting, because it's actually at the top, in the top navigation of your timeline. So it's more accessible now. So in the past, like, my personal view on a favorite was really just really like a like on Facebook, if you were to compare the two. But now actually people can go in and see what you favorited. If you're a really interesting brand, then you might be favoriting lots of things. So followers of your brand might want to go and see what you're doing.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at my homepage, my Twitter homepage, which is Dr. Pod, by the way. And I noticed that quite a few of them are big. Does that mean I'm popular?
Well, it's basically just highlighting which one of your posts are engaging the best.
Oh, it's more of a relative thing.
Yeah, so it's relative to your profile. Yeah. So you might have got more.
Some big posts then, but some writing posts. Yeah.
Twitter have got to be fair, haven't they?
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. My 6 followers, and if you could just try and get some more followers.
Here we go. You've got another one. I've just followed you.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Now, I know that there's been some interesting developments in the way that, you know, when you retweet someone, an embedding of tweets. Tell us how that works.
So on mobile devices now, if you are referencing a tweet and you copy the link in, it actually embeds it into the tweet so that whoever you're tweeting it to can actually view that tweet easier. Mm. So they don't have to click on the link. They can actually click on a little box, which is at the bottom. That's available on mobile devices, Android and iOS. So that's a new update, which has recently been launched.
Who you're following, that's a bit more prominent now, isn't it?
Yeah, so when you click on the who you're following box on Twitter, it kind of shows the profile pictures, a bit of a bio about each of the people that you're following. So it's what it's doing really is it's... If you do have people that are interested in you and they want to see who you're following as well, then it gives them the option to go in and do that. Because you'll often find people will, if you're an influential character on Twitter, then they want to see who you're following. And obviously, if you're following some cool people, some cool brands that are sharing great content, then it might be of interest to you too. So Twitter's now got the functionality to kind of put in the bios and a big follow button as well. So you can go through people's profiles and see who they're following and maybe follow them too.
Now, the next change is a bit embarrassing to me because I still haven't done a proper big profile header photo. And they've changed that. They've tweaked that as well, haven't they?
Yeah, so that's all been changed recently as well. And so I think the maximum size now is 1500 by 500 pixels for the main header.
Was it considerably smaller before?
Well, it didn't actually have a header before. It was more of a background behind your profile picture. So it was a lot smaller.
Oh, because that's what I thought it meant. So it's actually changed, has it then?
Yeah, so you've got more of a timeline, like a Facebook cover photo now. So it's kind of followed the same approach that Facebook have done. Mm. Whereas before you used to update your background and maybe put some customized bits in your background. But now you've actually got a full cover photo. It's like a shop window, really, the way I see it. You can really upload any promotions you've got going on, anything which you really want to kind of get your users engaged with. So if you've got some kind of sale, It's just a new way to kind of promote your page and show them the best content in your picture. It might actually be that you want to just put a lovely picture of a holiday up there, because I know I want a holiday.
Or just a really silly picture, a picture of some dustbins or something.
Yeah, or some dustbins, if that's your interest category.
And what about the profile picture? That's always been there, of course. What's happening there?
The profile pictures are actually slightly larger now as well. So that's a great thing for me, because I quite like having the brand's images larger.
Yeah.
So it's more prominent on the page. So they're actually 400 by 400 pixels now.
Yeah.
And they're positioned in the top left-hand side of the page. So what's also interesting is the scalability of your profile picture when you actually go onto your own home dashboard. Yeah. So all the images are scaled down perfectly, so they don't look pixelated or different. And it's a really great feature in the new Twitter platform.
Now, what about the navigation? That's changed slightly as well, hasn't it, Matt?
Yeah, so the name, handle, the bios, pictures, well, it's all posted now on the left-hand side of the page. Previously, it was in the center of the page, but it's got some additional info and it gives you more access to what's actually going on in the tweets. So what your followers are tweeting when you're actually looking in the home section.
I'm excited about the widgets feature because this is new. Presumably, it lets you move things around. How does it all work?
Yeah, so I've got some widgets just recently set up on my profile. And obviously in the spirit of the World Cup, it's a World Cup widget, which Twitter have encouraged everyone to download.
The World Cup, what's that then?
Oh, what is the World Cup? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
So with the World Cup widget, it's got all the games, for that specific day, and it's also got the hashtag, so see all the hashtag World Cup action.
So they're all sort of Twitter related widgets, sort of, you know, aggregating what everyone's saying about a particular
song. Yeah, and it's all about getting people talking on Twitter. So it's giving you the direct tool to actually go and tweet or view the match or see what's going on. So it's got all the times for the matches. And then if you actually click through to the pages, it's got individual pages which are based around that as well.
God, it's enough to make me actually interested in football.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, I'm interested in a new feature of Twitter, sort of with retargeting and tailored audiences. First of all, just give us a quick, for those that don't know, just give us a quick definition of retargeting, and then we'll talk about retargeting on Twitter.
Okay, so within tailored audiences, you've got retargeting for website visitors, and then you've got targeting by lists. Mm. So first, let's talk about the retargeting aspect. So, for example, say I'm site visibility, and I've got people coming onto my website. Then what I've done is I've created a pixel which sits on that website and collects data from people that are actually visiting the website. Mm. So that what we can then go and do is retarget them from our website data on Twitter. Okay. So it kind of follows them. It's a cookie.
It's a sort of pursuing type thing. So they're, they're innocently looking at their sort of donut website, for example, and there they see on the left or the right, oi, you didn't... Come back and buy a widget that you were started to buy before and you didn't finish buying. Is that kind of on the right track?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And it can be used for various different types of campaigns. Mm. So it might be that someone's applying for a job on a specific site and they haven't followed the process through. So on a specific landing page, what we can do is we can create a pixel which collects data on that landing page and then retargets the people on Twitter based on them browsing the page.
Isn't this quite controversial? I've heard privacy groups voicing their opinions about it.
Yeah, I suppose you could say it is kind of getting into the big data side of things, couldn't you? But in order to kind of create business, then it's something that we have to look into doing. And it's an important way of growing online for businesses. Sure. And some businesses are getting a lot of sales out of doing it. And it's great for customers because sometimes they can get deals in the retargeting campaign. Maybe they get a certain percent off the product and for kind of incentivizing them to come back and purchase. It's just really being quite savvy with your digital marketing, really. But some may say that is kind of breaching people's privacy, but I think most people are just used to it now because it's happening so much through other mediums as well online. So I think it's just the way that the internet is evolving and the way that we're all getting more clever with interacting with brands and consumers, really.
Okay, so tell me how it works in Twitter. Let's start with lists.
So on Twitter as well, so we've got the retargeting pixel, which we can target by, but we've also got lists. So when targeting people using your own lists, then you can use emails or Twitter IDs. And what that will allow you to do is actually target their profiles directly based on an email address that you've acquired. Maybe they signed up to your newsletter. So that's another clever way to actually get people engaging on your Twitter page by using some of your database information to actually target them on Twitter, or you can actually use some of your own list. So say there's a specific set of people that you want to target on Twitter and they're in a list. Then you can target that by Twitter ID as well. So it's just a new way, really, that Twitter allowing you to broaden that targeting and kind of reach people that you actually want to reach as a business. Going back to what we were talking about earlier, and we were mentioning privacy, well, people actually have the option as well on their Twitter profiles to actually uncheck the box which says promoted content in their privacy settings. So they can actually avoid being targeted for those kind of promoted tweets.
Yeah.
So whilst we've got this people not being happy with being retargeted, is actually an option which they can uncheck if they wanted to. But on the grand scheme of things, with big data and all of the different types of targeting that advertisers have now got, it's just a great way to utilize your digital marketing activities and kind of build your strategies around getting more followers or engaging with the right type of people that are interested in your brand.
it's interesting how Twitter is really embracing these sort of marketing bells and whistles. I know that, you know, they've have had some marketing, but it sounds like they've really ramped it up a bit recently, haven't they?
Yeah, it's really changing, and it's really great to get on there and actually, as a business, start advertising to people which might be interested in your product or service. And obviously keeping in trend with digital marketing as well, and kind of driving your brand forward online and on Twitter is just going to be a great success if you have the right strategy. And it's really all about making sure, again, and I've repeated this in previous episodes, that you have the right strategy behind your business objectives. Mm. You just always need to know that not every platform is going to be for you, but if you have the right strategy in place and you have a goal, then you can work towards achieving that goal.
Cool. Actually, Matt, just before we go, you've got an interesting story. You were just telling me before we recorded, weren't you? There's an interesting story about you and Twitter and the power of influence. What happened?
Yeah, so the other day I was actually on Twitter, and I was coming in the morning, and it was a really hot day, and I went to Costa Coffee, and I purchased one of their Costa coolers, they're called. Anyway, I tweeted it, and I just said something along the lines of, "Are really loving this Costa coffee at work, definitely needed in this heat." And then I hashtagged Costa cooler. This is a really great showcase of social media, really, because Costa Coffee then came back to me and they said 100% needed. And then Jess, who was obviously their social media exec at Costa Coffee. So then I then tweeted back saying, Costa Coffee, all I need now is a nice Carlsberg to kick off my World Cup action. Mm. Costa Coffee then tweeted back to me saying, "Don't you mean a nice cold cooler?" So then I said, "Well, we may as well, Jess, because actually, hashtag cooler than Carlsberg, I don't think they'll reply to this tweet." At which point they actually said, "No, probably not. As you said, we're hashtag cooler than Carlsberg." So it's taking that hashtag and actually creating it so that you kind of own that conversation.
Yeah,
And I really did start this hashtag, which was cooler than Carlsberg.
Yeah.
And then I came on and said, "I wonder how many tweets it will take to get a response." And then I noticed that actually I was sat in Costa in my profile picture. So I mentioned how I was a number one fan, at which point Carlsberg actually responded, and they said, "Matt, we promise you we are ice cold." And then I said, "Well, we got a reply. Costa do hot and cold. Free drinks at our office.
Yeah.
Obviously, best one wins." And then I included site visibility here, and then we did a hashtag called beer o'clock or coffee o'clock. And then Carlsberg did something really interesting, and they posted a picture of what can only be described as a big ice cooler full of beer, which had, it looked like a sound system. It looked amazingly cool. I mean, you can go on Twitter and find out. If you type in cooler than Carlsberg, you'll probably find the picture. And we basically got into the conversation where if Spain won their initial game against the Netherlands, they were going to give me that. But unfortunately for me, I didn't get the win so that I needed in order to get it. But it was just a showcase really of how social media, if you interact correctly, you can get some really great big brands on board, and they can start retweeting you or commenting you. And it's just a great way for smaller businesses actually to get involved as well.
Yeah. So you started a convo between Costa Coffee, Carlsberg.
And it just ended up spiraling out of control to the point where if we had a chance of winning a really huge stash of beer for the office, which would have gone in very handy on a 4 o'clock on a Friday.
Well, with that, I think we'd better wrap it. Matt, just before we go, what's your Twitter handle?
It's Matt_Daily_UK. And if you type in hashtag cooler than Carlsberg, you'll probably find the picture.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. It's sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. That's the place to go to find us on the web. Email us at podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. Phone us at +44 1273 256 150. And of course, you can find us on iTunes. And we love ratings, don't we, Matt?
We absolutely love them.
That's goodbye from me, Andy White. And it's goodbye from Matt. And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Hi, Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.